We're going next to the very next kina, which begins right where Zion ended off. Zion ended with the words Ade Adchug Shamayim, and Ches begins Ade Adchug Shamayim, which means I'll fly up to the heaven. It means let my voice, the sound of my tefillah, fly up to heaven. Ala iti shamayim, I'll bring all the heavens into my wailing with me. Or yoyim machrivi pamayim, I bewail the day that destroyed me twice. Es oinein mi itin reishimayim, and I cry out and I wish for mi itin reishimayim, that my head would be all of water. This expression mi itin reishimayim comes from the haftarah that we just read. And when the Navi said it, what he meant was, I think the meaning has changed a little bit, unfortunately, but what the Navi meant was that I wish I had more tears to cry. He's cried out all of his tears, and he wishes that his head would turn to water and his eyes to be a wellspring of tears, so he would have more tears with which to cry for the Churban. That's what Yirmiyah meant when he said these words. And the Paitan, Rabbi Elazar Kalir, maybe he meant the same thing. Maybe he cried and cried so much for the Churban on Tisha B'Av that he just wished that he would have more tears to cry. I think that, speaking just for myself, when I come to this piyut, or to this pasuk, it has a different meaning. It's just, it's also a wish that I'd be able to cry a little bit more. There's so little feeling, even though we try hard, but there's so little feeling attached to our Avelis on Tisha B'Av. Of course, the Chazal and the Chachamim of the Deiris try to make it easier for us by building it up, the Bein HaMetzarim, the 9 days, the Shavuot Shechalbay, Shabbos Chazoin. And ideally, if one is taking this Avodah seriously, one is focusing more and more on Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash and the Churban and the Golas HaShechina during these days. Ideally, one is saying Tikkun Chatzos each night during these days. If not, at least one is paying more attention when he says the Bracha of Yerushalayim Yerucha Barachim Im Toshuv during these days. And a person is building within himself the sense of loss, the sense of the chashivas of the Beis HaMikdash, so that he cries and cries on Tisha B'Av. But I say ideally, but practically, most of us are very, very far from there. And it comes to Tisha B'Av, and yeah, we all agree that it's very sad, and we're happy to sit on the floor, and we wanna say the kinais. But the tears don't come so easily, because Seif Kol Seif, it's not dear enough to our heart, close enough to our heart, for the tears to come easily. If they don't come easily, let them at least come with what we ask for it. We ask for Siyata Dishmaya, Mi'itein Reishimayim, how I wish that there was more water in my head that would come out, that there was the Eini Makar Dima, that I would cry. There's a story of Michal Yehuda Lefkowitz once said a couple that came to him. They were in a big fight. The Shalom Bayis was just awful, and they came to he was a tzaddik and he was a Baal Eitzah, and they came to him to try to help them out, and they came each one with a whole litany of complaints, and this is what he's doing and this is what she's doing, and it was just war in his office. And it was very frustrating. And then at a certain point in the conversation, of course, it's a very personal and emotional conversation. At a certain point, they both broke down and started crying. And then he said, Baruch Hashem. You know, they were they were showing their tsar. What was he so happy about? He says, if you're still crying, then there's hope. When a couple comes in with their whole litany of complaints against one another and no tears, then it's finished. But if you're still crying over the fact that this is not working, then there's hope that we can still make it work. Mi'iten reishimayim, the Eibishter wants to see that we're still crying over the Beis HaMikdash, that we should still have enough of a feeling there, and then Be'ez Hashem it's going to work. In the second stanza, which is the whole Isbeis, Avchin b'vchi leil midbar, I discern the crying of that night in the midbar. And I discern the difference between that night and this night, that midbar and this midbar. Avake iti oilas midbar, and I have the whole Jewish people that came up in the midbar crying with me. Eshag, and I call out me yitneini ba midbar. I wish I had another chance in that midbar, in that wilderness. And what's this stanza referring to? Of course, it's the Gemara in Tanis. The Gemara says that Tisha B'Av, right, the Mishnah tells us, that there were five things that happened on Tisha B'Av, and the first one happened in the year that Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, and it was on Tisha B'Av that the Meraglim came back, and it was such a disaster. They came and they said Teva Aretz Ma'ayim Ma'ay, but then they said Efes Ki Asa Am, and they said we're never going to be able to conquer by Yerognu Ba'aleihem. And the Yidden, that whole night they were saying, "Oy vey, we're never gonna get this land. We're gonna die in the midbar." And they cried that night, the night of Tisha B'Av, in the camp. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the Gemara in Tana says that atem b'chisem b'chiyah shel chinam, that you cried a cry for nothing. Ani avi aleichem b'chiyah l'dayreis. I'm gonna bring you a real cry on this day. And so Tisha B'Av, the day of the Churban, is the same date as the day of the Meraglim. The Gemara is making a connection, but the Gemara is not really filling in the whole, it's not connecting the dots, it's just making dots. But what the connection between the crying in the Midbar and the crying of Tisha B'Av, if you just take the Gemara superficially at face value, it's like a teacher or a parent that is not really, is being vindictive and say, "Oh, you're crying. You know, I told you not to cry. You're crying. Okay, now I'm going to give you a real reason to cry. Because I'm crying, that's a reason to give me a real reason to cry." It sounds like just venting frustration. What's the pshat in this atem b'chisem b'chiyah shel chinam? And that's what the pshat is referring to over here, that we want another chance. As I meet him in midbar, I wish I could do it again. Evchan leil midbar, evchan b'chileil midbar, to analyze the crying of that day and to contrast it with the crying of now. The pasuk says, the pasuk in Zechariah that talks about Tisha B'Av and the other tanyas that we have zeichet to the churban shavasa b'tam b'tzem gedalia sar b'teves. The pasuk describes them as the tzemer aviv, the tzemer chamishi, the tzemer shviv, the tzemer asiri, and the pasuk says you l'sasin l'simcha, that there are going to be days of sasin l'simcha. That's the nevuah, that when Mashiach comes, perhaps even at the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, these days were not just weren't they fasts, but they were Yom Tovim, they were holidays, they were also behaspid of Atanis, La'asad Lava, maybe there'll be bigger Yom Tovim. And the Shaila is why? What's the pshat? These are days that terrible, tragic things happen. These are all days that contributed to the Churban. So that makes them bad days. Now, I understand that when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, so then we don't have to mourn for the Churban anymore. So I would expect that we would cancel them. But the Navi says, no, we're not going to cancel them. We're going to turn them into holidays. We're going to rejoice on those days. What's happy about those days? And I heard once from maybe the rabbi of Kalman Epstein that the idea of you, l'sasin l'simcha, is because if we look back in the Mishnah that tells about the things that happened on these days, so the first, for Shavas V'Tammuz, at least, and for Tisha B'Av, the first things that happened were back in the times of the Yidden were in the Midbar. And what happened on these days, it's like Tisha B'Av, the Meraglim came back. The Meraglim came with a report. This was the first time Klal Yisrael was going to hear about Eretz Yisrael. And they heard some nice things. Teva Haaretz Ma'id Ma'id. Of course, then it got bad. But they said Teva Haaretz Ma'id Ma'id. Had the Meraglim done their job properly. So imagine, what would the Yidden have heard? So if you have a friend that went to Eretz Yisrael for the first time, and he came back, and you said, so tell me, what was it like? And certainly for 9 out of 10 of you, if you've had that experience, so it was a really geschmacka conversation. He came back, he was so excited, he could hardly catch his breath. And he was telling you, Toiv Haaretz Ma'id. He was telling you about how wonderful it was in Eretz Yisrael, and where he went, and what he did, and what it was like, and how everything is so different over there, and so much better, and how he wants to go back. That's what you hear usually when somebody comes back from Eretz Yisrael. And when the Meraglim came back, if they had done their job faithfully, they would have had, the report would have begun with Teva Haaretz Ma'id Ma'id, and it would have continued from there to describe what was so Teva, and to talk about the Zavat Chalav Udvash, of course, on the one hand, to talk about the Avir Eretz Yisrael, Machkim, the Tamin Eni Hashem, the Kecha Bam, Emesh Tzashana, that they surely felt when they were there, to talk about the Ruchnias, to talk about the Dveikus, the Abba, the Yira, that one could come to in Eretz Yisrael, and it would have awakened in Klal Yisrael such a yearning of Ava for Eretz Yisrael. They didn't do it. They said Efes Ki As Ha'am, and they talked about the Arim Betzura Yischayim Gavaya, the Sayim of Riach that we're never going to be able to conquer, and so the Yidden never came to that Ava of Eretz Yisrael. But the origin of Tisha B'Av was, it was a day that was Meyuchad for Avas Eretz Yisrael. And that's what was supposed to happen the day of the Meraglim. But it didn't happen. So what there was that potential, there was that opportunity that was lost. The day of Shavasar B'Tammuz, what happened on Shavasar B'Tammuz? Nishtabru Aluchais. This was the day that the Yidden received the Luchais Rishonis. The Luchais Rishonis, Chazal tell us that the Luchais Rishonis was so different than the Luchais Shniyais. There was no Shikhas HaTayr with the Luchais Rishonis. The Tayr would have been absorbed in us so fully, so completely, we would have come to a level of connection with the Torah way beyond anything that we've ever experienced. And I don't just mean what you and I have experienced. What Rabbi Akiva Eger experienced, what the Vilna Gaon experienced, what Rabbi Akiva experienced, the Tana. That level of connection to Torah, that's nothing. Since last Tisha B'Av, we had an Avelis for the Gadol Hadar for Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and from what everyone has heard, you know, it's hard to imagine somebody who has the Torah more attached in his brain, in his memory, than Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Chusa Yagan Aleinu. But he's living with the Luchas Shniyais. Chazal say the Luchas Rishonis offered such an opportunity of Dveikas Patera, such a Kabbalah Satera. So whatever Madrigas you've heard about, you've read about, that you've imagined, are all pale in comparison to what would have been, could have been on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. Shiva Asar B'Tammuz represented the potential for a real Kabbalah Satera, a real Dveikas Batera, a real connection with Tera. And the Tzara of the Tanis is, it's an opportunity that was lost. And so the Navi says, that no, you, L'Sasa, L'Simcha, because La'asad Lavai, we're going to be misaking, what we did wrong, and then we're going to be able to get back to what those days came to offer in the first place. The Kesher to Torah of Shavasa B'Tammuz and the Avas Eretz Yisrael of Tisha B'Av. That's why you, L'Sasa, L'Simcha. And so, really, when we sit on the floor on Tisha B'Av and we're misabel, part of what we're being misabel for is the lost opportunity. And when Chazal say in that Gemara in Tana is Atan Bachisim Bachiyah Shel Chinam, and I'm going to bring you a Bachiyah L'Dayrais, it doesn't mean, and it means to say that there's a connection between Tisha B'Av and the Ma'aseh Meraglim. It doesn't mean just, oh, you got me upset, so I'll give you more reasons to get upset. It means that Tisha B'Av is connected inherently to The Tisha B'Av of today is connected to the Tisha B'Av of the Midbar, of the Leil, the Bechi Leil Midbar, was the lost opportunity to experience Avas Eretz Yisrael. And now we're working on being misakin that. Evchana Leil Mileil Midbar Mi Midbar, we try to contrast our being in Golas now, in the Midbar, in a wilderness now, with the wilderness that they were in then. And Eshag, we cry out, Mi Yitzneini B'Midbar, we wish we were in that kind of a wilderness surrounded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zanani Yaakov, with the Mon and the Be'er, and going into Eretz Yisrael, on our way into Eretz Yisrael. And if we're able to recapture that feeling that was supposed to be there, that first Leil Midbar, then that would bring an end to the Avelis that we're expressing on this Leil Midbar.